continuing, finishing the order of a show. Okay, so that's the second line from the top. Lamedal Lamedal. Umincha lachavitin. Okay, so the mincha, which is the minchas nesachim of the korban tamid, comes before the chavitin of the kohen gadol. How do we know that? Shneimar, it says, and I'll quote you the whole pasuk. It says, "Eilem o'adei Hashem asher tikru osam mikre kodesh, lakriv yishel Hashem, ola umincha zevach unesachim devar yom biyomah." That's the whole pasuk. So it says, "Ola umincha," and since it's ola umincha, it's mashma that after the korban ola, which was the evarim that we discussed, comes the mincha, and that's why the mincha nesachim comes after that. Gemara continues, v'chavitin l'nesachim. And the chavitin comes before the nesachim. Nesachim come after, that's the wine libation, as they call it. How do we know that? Because shum mincha. In other words, we said there's the nesachim, and included in that is any mincha nesachim is any mincha. That's the shum mincha, like any mincha. And like every mincha comes before the nesachim of the wine. And the chavitin is also called the mincha. It's shaykh to the mincha. It says, Asiris haifa solis mincha tamid is the pasuk there, since it says mincha to mincha. And it's mentioned tamid as well, so it goes into the category of the mincha of the tamid, and therefore all that comes before the nesachim. Nesachim comes before the musafim. Why is that the case? Before Musaf, we said at the time of Shabbos or something, when you have a Musaf, okay, so Nesachim comes before Musaf, in that case. Why? It says, we saw in the Pasuk, Zevach Unesachim. So we see that there should be nothing interrupting, no Korban, between the Ola and the Nesachim. Right? It's Zevach as the Ola Unesachim, right after that comes the Nesachim, nothing interfering like Musaf. Musaf comes after that. Okay, so let's see Rashi first. Ola umincha, second Rashi. Ola umincha, lakrivi shel Hashem, ola umincha, zevach nesachim, devar yom b'yomos, we mentioned the pasuk. Ola umincha, limencha, shetei mincha, sa'ola, achar ha'ola miyad. Right after the ola itself comes the mincha, v'lo yafsiku chavitin, bein ola l'mincha satami. The chavitin shouldn't come in between, it goes straight from the evarim to the mincha. And then we said the chavitin, though, comes right after that, before the nesachim. Why? Because shum mincha, meaning hoyel of the chavitin avhein mincha, it's also called a mincha. Ve'skika makasuv im ha-tamid, it also has its connection to the tamid. Dixiv, as it says, dixiv, v'asiri saifa solis l'mincha tamid. So it says tamid. So afi tehei smucha l'tamid achar minchas nesachim. So therefore also that comes right next to, right after the Minchas Nesachim, comes this Mincha of the Chavitin, Kedixiv Olo Mincha, as we said. Zevach Nesachim, Lamadnu, Shalo Yafsi Korban Acher Ben Zevach L'Nesachim, and therefore, right after the Zevach comes the Nesachim, before Musaf. Okay, back to the Gemara. Umusafim Kodmin Levezichim. So when you have the Korban Musaf, those days, so that comes before the Bezichim, that's they call it the frankincense, whatever, that goes on top of the lechem apani. So that gets off. First comes the musav, and then they offer the bezichim. Ah, yes, the Gemara of Ahatanya, bezichim kodim l'musafim. We see Bryce that says the opposite, that the bezichim comes before the musafim. So in a chanami, tanaihi, it's a machlekes tanai. So machlekes is going to see Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And Abba Shaul, he's holding like Rabbi Shmuel. So Amar Abaye Mistabra Kemand Amar Musafin Kodmim le Bezichim. And so Abaye is holding like Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because he says Mistabra that way, that the Musaf should come before the Bezichim. Why? Because Lab Mi Amar, doesn't it say by the avoda of the Chavitin, it says by the Musafim, it says Baboker Baboker, and by the korban. So therefore, we've learned before that we said by when it says b'boker, that means it comes earlier, not by the most. So in general, we saw the lashon of b'boker mikum. B'boker means lashon of making it early. So therefore, hakanami biyom biyom lacher. So here it doesn't say b'boker by the lechem upani by the bezichin. It says the opposite. It says biyom biyom. Right, the pasuk says biyom haShabbos yarichenu lifnei Hashem tamid meis bnei Yisrael bris olam. So it says lashna biyom, just like baboker means early, biyom means later, and therefore we push it off to later. It should be after the musaf. Push it off later because from the lashna of baboker biyom biyom. Okay, Rashi. Tanai hi tzmachol katanaim Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva pligi baba besachim perek tamid nishchat. So biyom haShabbos yarichenu, it says twice. Ulashon biyom mashma beor atzum hayom, when it's very bright in the midday, right? Velo bebokro, not early on. So we push it off as late as possible. I'm sorry.
Mentioned before that we make it earlier.
That's when it says baboker.
Yeah.
But here it doesn't say baboker. It says biyom. That's the opposite connotation. Okay, ask the Gemara, my time, demanda Amar, that Bazikin is Kodmim L'Musafim. Okay, so now we want to know, what about the other Amar? That's fine. So we explain why Bazikin comes after Musa, because it says Biyom Biyom. But what about the other Manda Amar, which is Rabbi Akiva? He holds the opposite way around. He says first comes Bazikin and then Musaf. So what does he do? So he learns Gemara, Chuka Chuka Michavitin. So Gzera Shava, the word Chok, Chuka Chuka from Chavitin. It says by the Chavitin, the Lashon is Chok Olam Lashem Kalil Taktar. And it says by the Bezichin, Kodesh Kadashim Hu Lo Meishei Hashem Chok Olam, Lashon Chok. So we learn Gzera Shava to bring the Bezichin earlier on. Okay, so it's a little hard to imagine these things, and the things I jotted down the order here. Okay. So here we're talking about these two, right? The Musaf and the Bezichin right now. So now we're going to Manyamar, that's the other way around, right? That the Bezichim come before the Musafim. So what are we doing? We're making a Gzera Shava to the Chavitim over here. Okay? And we're saying just like the Bezichin says Chok, so we bring it over here by the Chavitim. He says Chok as well, so we bring it, the Bezichim says Chok, and Chavitim says Chok, so we bring it up here to the Chavitim. Okay, therefore, that's why it comes before the Musaf. So then, now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, well, if it's connecting, I'm connecting it to Chavitin, so it should go here, before the Nesachim even, right? So the Gezeirah Shavah is bringing it up here. That's the Gemara's next question. Gemara says, Imi Hasan Gamar, if I'm learning from there, so Ligmara Kula Milsa Mehasam. So learn the whole thing from there. Okay, like we said, and bring it even right up here, right up to before the Nesachim even. The Gemara answers, "Lahachi yahani biyom biyom lacher." So he has a combo. So because it also says biyom, biyom means doing it later. So he has like a combination. The chukah brings it before the musaf, brings it up to here. Then the biyom brings it lower because it says biyom to do it later. So we bring it down to here, and then it goes and it ends up here in the end. Right? It goes up here with the gzeirah shava down because of the biyom, and now it's before musaf. This bezichin ends up going before the musaf. That's the. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Okay, chuka chuka. Bechavitin it says the lashon is k'siv chacholam l'shem kalil taktar. And the bezichin k'siv it says kadosh kadoshim hu lo meishei Hashem chacholam. V'akula milsekai, it's going on the whole thing. V'gamrina minei shetakdim lemusafim k'chavitin. And therefore, we makdim before the musaf. We said, so if that's the case, Ligmara Kula Milsa, Rashi, Lagdimo Afla Nesachim, it should go up even before the Nesachim. We said, no, because of the Biyom Biyom, that brings it down again. Okay. So we finally finished the order of Abishol. Now we start back to our Mishnah again. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that the Ktoris of Shachar, Haitzakreva ben Dam Levarim. Okay, so also to help us out here, I drew another diagram because, for at least for me, if all these names and things get the orders a little bit hard. Okay, so here's the Mishnah. This is, we're talking about the Ketores now. Okay, and this is how it looks in the Mishnah. We have the Dama Tami, is how it's written in the Mishnah. We have Dama Tami, then we have the Ketores, and then we have the Ivarim. That's how it's written in the Mishnah, the order. Okay, so now we're going to ask, the Gemara is going to say, it's not like the Rabbanan, and it's not like Abashal. It's not like either of them. Right? Because, I guess we'll see it here before. So, according to the Rabbanan, it's not like, because the Rabbanan, you have Dama Tami, right, then you have the Chamesh Neiros, then the Ketorah, and then the Shtei Neiros, and then the Varim. Right, we have that the Ketorah comes in between, if you remember this. They hold that the Ketorah comes, that's the Avodah that comes in between the two Neiros, the five and the two Neiros. In between the Neiros thing is the Ketorah. And so as you can see, it's not like the Mishnah. Right, because the Mishnah says, Damatami Ketorah Evarim, and here is it's in between the two Neiros. And Abishal, it's not like him either. Right, because he puts the, I remember Ketores after all the Neiros, right? That's his sheet. I remember you finish all the Neiros before you do it. So you have the five Neiros and then right this, etc. Then you get down to the two Neiros, then the Ketores, and then the Ivarim. So he's between the two Neiros and the Ivarim. So he's also not like the Mishnah either. Okay, so let's see it inside now. So ask the Gemara, Mani. So who is, which Tana is this Mishnah? E Rabbanan, it doesn't work. Why? Because it should be ben dam l'neiros mibayale, and mi baba shaol ben neiros le'evari mibayale. Okay, so they asked the Ritvas, others that, I'm not going to get into it, but they asked that the Lashon's a little bit funny, the Rabbana, right? Because what should it have said? The Gemara should have said, it's not the Rabbana, you're Rabbana, and it's not good, because it's between the two neiros, between neiros and neiros, right? Whereas this isn't. But the Lashon of the Gemara is, it's between the Dam and the Neiros. It's not between the Dam and the Neiros, it's between the Neiros and the Neiros. So, okay, they discussed that, but the idea is that it's over here between the, it is between the Dam and the Neiros, but it's more specifically between the Neiros and the Neiros. Okay, the Ritvas, that's, but it's not like the Rabbanan, and it's not like Abishal, who says between the Neiros and the Ivarim. So, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, Lo'olam Rabbanan, he, really it is the Rabbanan, Ubesidra Lokamairi. So it is the Rabbanan, but we're not, it's not mentioning the exact order, right? Because according to the Rabbanan, as we said, Damatami is fine, but then, right, the Mishnah mentions the Ketores right after, and we know it's not, you first have to do the Neiros, the five, and then the Ketores, and then the Neiros, and then the Avari. So it's not, it's Rabbanan, but the Mishnah is not written in the exact order. See Rashi. So, I Rabbanan, Damri, Beperakama, as we saw in Perakama, Biktoret, Mafsik, Latavad Neiros, right, it's in between the two, the five and the two Neiros. It's so, Ben Dam, Leneros, Mibayale, Ben Avodas Adam, Lavodas Aneros, Kodem Shigmarim. You have to do it before you finish the Neiros. It has to be in between the Neiros, we said. So then we answered, no, really, it is Lolam Rabbanan, he, and Nichale, Laukmik Rabbanan, it's good to be the Rabbanan. The Mishnah, Ubesidra Lokamari, Lodak. And that's all. It's not Meduyak, any specific order in the Mishnah. Okay. Next. Fine. Now we're going on to the Bein Arbaim. Okay, so we're referring to specifically the Ketores. The Ketores of the Bein Arbaim, when it says Shel Bein Arbaim, first to the Ketores. So the Shel Bein Arbaim, I Sakreva, Bein Evarim Linesachi. Okay, so we're going to need this chart again. And here is, this is the morning thing. And after we're finished with the morning Korbanos, then comes the Tami Shel Bein Arbaim, right? That's the afternoon. And what we're dealing with is down here. Here's the Ketores. And we've just, the Mishnah mentions, tells us that we have the Ketores between the Evarim and the Nesachim, the Minchas Nesachim, okay, in the afternoon. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, that's what the Mishnah said. The Gemara asks, where do we know this from? Minani Mili. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Keminchas Haboker Uchnisko Ta'aseh. Pasuk sounds familiar, right? And that refers to the Minchas Ha'erev. Okay? Keminchas Haboker Uchnisko Ta'aseh. You should do it like Keminchas Haboker Uchnisko Ta'aseh. Now that's how you should do the Minchas Erev. And that was the afternoon Mincha. Like the morning. So what does that mean? Ma minchas boker ketores kodem linesachim. So also kan afkan ketores kodemes linesachim. Okay, but we're going to see in a second another obvious question. But right now, as they're saying, this like here in the morning, right, the mincha, the ketores comes before the mincha, right, ketores comes before the mincha. So to here, the ketores is coming before the mincha. Okay, we're learning from the morning. Morning ketores comes here before the mincha, mincha's nesachim. Also here, the ketores is coming before the mincha. Okay, but then comes the obvious question, because here, the ketores even comes before the evari. So here, it should be up here, it should be before even the evari. Yes, where's the next question? Ima lahalan, but in the korban tamid shel shacharis, ketores kodem leivarim even. So afkan ketores kodem leivarim, right? It should be, this comes even before the evarim. So this should be, the ketores should even be before everything. Should be even before the evarim, just like we're learning from the morning. More answers. Miksiv, does it say ke'evre haboker? It doesn't say in the pasuk ke'evre haboker. It says ke'minchas haboker. Right? Ksiv. So ke'minchas haboker v'lo ke'evre haboker. Okay, so they learn from the night. We just look at the mincha. It comes just like this is before the mincha. Stories before the mincha. Before the mincha, that's that. We don't not like before the evarim because the lashon says ke'minchas haboker, not ke'evre haboker. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, varim l'nesachim l'minchas nesachim. The nesachim here refers to the mincha. K'minchas haboker tehei minchas erev. It should be the same in the afternoon as the morning. Ma minchas haboker tehei mucheres l'ketores. Should be after the ketores. Sharei afe verim mucharim ba'la. Because even the varim is after the ketores, as we saw here in the morning. So af minchas erev ketores kodem eslad should be also. Torah should come before the mincha in the afternoon also. I asked the Gemara, if that's the case, you should even come before the Evarim. So the Gemara answered, no, Miksiv Ke'evri Aboker. I mean, does it say Ke'evri Aboker? So we said, no. Miksiv ke'evrei boker kein yeh evrei ha'erev, that the evarim of the erev should be like the morning. V'tidik bina, then I would be medayek if that would have been the case. My evari boker mucharim l'ketores comes after the ketores, so af evari erev mucharim l'ketores should be after that as well. No, it says k'min chasa boker tei min chasa erev v'lo ke'evrei boker evari erev, and therefore we ignore the evarim and we just concentrate on the mincha. Okay, last piece for today. Now we're going to bring in Machloikas about the wine, the Nesachim of the wine, Legabe the Korban Tamid, we have the wine in the morning and also in the evening, the afternoon, and we're going to see which we learn from which. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, it says Legabe the Korban Tamid, V'nisko Rivi'i Sahin, L'Keves HaEchad. Okay? So we're learning from Lekeves HaEchad that this certain one needs Nesachim, needs the wine Nesachim. And it now the Gemara is assuming, this Tana, the first Tana is assuming that it's referring to the afternoon. Why? Because that's the last thing mentioned. We said, Es Lekeves HaEchad Tasev HaBoker, Ves Lekeves HaSheni Tasev Bein Harbaim. So the last thing mentioned was the Keves HaSheni that's Bein Harbaim. So then, when this pasuk continues, Niskor Vivi Sahin, we're assuming it's going on the last thing which was mentioned, according to the Tana, which is the Korban Tamid Ben Arbaim. And therefore, Yilmad, we're going to learn the Tamid Shel Shacharis, Mishel Arvis. Just like the Arvis needs Nesachim, so also the Korban of Shacharis needs Nesachim. Rabbi Omer, however, Rabbi argues, and he says, no, he says, Arvis Mishel Shacharis. We're going to learn, even though the last thing was mentioned, he doesn't go by that. Jesus goes by the fact that it says, the Lashon of Esakemet HaKetasev HaBoker. And that's what we're referring to. That just like the Boker has the Nesachim, so too the Erev. He learns the opposite. And then it's going to continue tomorrow. Let's see Rashi. Vinisko. So it's going on the echad. So gabei tmidim ksiv, gabei the korban tamid, v'yilmed ha'echad shetau nesachim, that this one, keves echad, that needs nesachim. U'miyu echad. The question is, though, what is this echad that needs nesachim? So who shall arvi? So the Tanakhama learns that's the Bein Arbaim one. Why? Dahamine Sali, because that's the last thing mentioned. The Ksiv Le'el Mine, as the Kevas HaShani, that's the Bein Arbaim, Vesiri Saifa Solis, etc. Olas Tamid Asuya V'chule, V'niskori V'Sain. So the last thing mentioned before this Revi Sain is the Korban Shel at the afternoon, Shel Bein Arbaim, and therefore we're going to learn from that on to Shacharis. Yilmad Shacharis Mishal Arvis, Ma Zeh Ta'un Nesachim, Ma Zeh Ta'un Nesachim. And then Rebbe Omer, says Rashi, Shel Arvis Mishal Shacharis. He learns the opposite way around. Shel Keves HaAchad, when it says Keves HaAchad, it doesn't refer to the afternoon, but Ad HaShacharis Kai. Shenei Marbo, as it says, it's a Keves HaAchad Tasev HaBoker.